弟兄姊妹，我今天的交通是会接续上一次的交通。
So brothers and sisters, today I'll continue my left sharing.
所以我定了今天的题目是认识神的法则。
The topic for today is knowing God's ways.
我们再念几处上一次有念过的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures which we read last time.
翻到诗篇103篇的第七节。
Turn to Psalm 103, verse 7.
诗篇103篇的第七节。
Psalm 103, verse 7.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel.
我们上次有解释到说，用另外一个语气来讲的是，以色列人只晓得他的作为。
Last time we shared, the Israelites only know the acts of the Lord.
但是摩西有更进一步的知道神的法则。
However, Moses, in one step further, knows the ways of the Lord.
所以我想我今天再次的愿意我们一同来寻求明白怎么样去认识知道神的法则。
So today we continue to seek to know how to know the ways of the Lord.
我们再翻到出埃及记的第33章11节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 33 verse 11.
出埃及记的第33章11节。
Exodus chapter 33 verse 11。
耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手，一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
在更早一点之前我讲到我们要建立与神的关系。
Like before I shared, we need to build this relationship with the Lord.
他是我们的老师。
And he's our teacher.
他是我们的主人。
He's our master.
他是我们的好牧者。
He's our good shepherd.
他也是我们最亲近的朋友。
He's also our best friend.
所以对于摩西来讲呢，他已经与神建立了一个朋友的关系。
So for Moses, he's already established a good relationship of a friend with the Lord.
不仅如此，在当时的环境里面，他是带领上百万的以色列人离开了埃及。
Not only that, Moses also led hundreds of millions of Israel in the wilderness.
然后当这一次的记载说摩西像一个朋友面见神的时候，
So here it records Moses speak to God as the friend face to face.
我们读12节跟13节。
Let's read verse 12 and
13. Yeah, 33章12跟13节。
Chapter 33 verse 12 and 13.
摩西对耶和华说，你吩咐我说将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。
Then Moses said to the Lord, See, you say to me, bring up the people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know your name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight,Show me now your way, that I may know you, and I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people.
所以摩西在这边有一个向神的一个恳求。
So Moses pleaded the Lord.
他说，主啊，请你把你的道路，或是说法则，或是原则，能够向我指示出来。
So Lord, show me your ways, show me your principles.
这可以，我想我们可以去想象一下。
Let's consider this.
假如是你然后在那个旷野里面要引导上百万人的这个一大群人要往前走。
If you were the one in the wilderness to lead hundreds of millions of people to press forward.
我们里面有一个就是摩西里面有一个压力。
There's a burden and a pressure in Moses' heart.
上百万人要怎么生存下去呢？
How could millions of people to survive?
在旷野中这个一望无际的沙漠。
In the wilderness.
要怎么样走下去？我们要走到哪里去呢？
Where shall we go and how can we go?
我要怎么去能够带领这一批人能够在这个恶劣的环境底下继续的往前呢？
And how can I lead the people in the wilderness to press on?
所以摩西在这边有一个深切的祷告，主啊，求你把你的道路指示我。
So Moses prayed here, Lord, show me your ways.
我们通常都愿意在神的面前蒙恩典，对不对？
Normally we want to find grace.
你发现这个十二节十三节摩西讲了三次在神面前蒙恩。
Verse 12 and 13, Moses said three times, find grace before the Lord.
所以对于摩西来讲，一个蒙恩的人呢，就是一个认识神的道路的人。
So for Moses, the one who can find grace before the Lord is someone who knows the ways of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天其实从一个属灵的角度来讲，我们也是行走在旷野里。
So brothers and sisters, spiritually speaking, we're like the people who are walking in the wilderness.
对，从神的眼光来看，整个世界其实就像一个旷野。
From the perspective of God, the whole world is like a wilderness.
对，没有错，从人的眼光来看，世界上很多花花绿绿、各式各样的东西。
It's right, there are a lot of wonderful and colorful things in the world.
但从神的眼光来看，整个世界，我们基督徒在地上行走路程呢，是在旷野里面。
But from the perspective of God, we as Christians in the world, we're like walking in the wilderness.
所以跟摩西一样，我们在旷野里行走的时候，怎么样蒙恩呢？我们要能够认识神的道路。
Same as Moses, while we are walking in the wilderness, how can we find grace before the eyes of the Lord?
我们再翻到耶利米书三十一章二十一节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 21.
耶利米书三十一章的二十一节。
Jeremiah 31:21.
以色列民啊，你当为自己设立指路碑，竖起引路柱。你要留心向大路，就是你所去的原路，你当回转，回转到你这些诚意。
Set up signposts, made landmarks, set your heart toward the highway, the way in which you went. Turn back, O virgin of Israel, turn back to these your cities.
在这边呢，我上次有提到有指路碑或是引路柱。
Last time I mentioned, there are signposts and landmarks.
当我们在行愿意如果我们愿意行走在神的路上往前的话，
If we're willing to walk on the path of the Lord,
有的时候我们的的确确不是很清楚路是怎么走。
Sometimes we're not quite clear how to press on.
但是神给了我们一个帮助。
But the Lord gave us some help.
就他把那个指路碑放在路旁，叫我们能够知道。
He sets up the signpost along the path so that we can know.
也就是说，当你看到这个指路碑的时候呢，虽然你还没有看到目的地。
So when we see the signpost, even though we're not seeing the destination.
但是我们知道说，目前为止呢，我走的路是对的。
But we know at this point what I'm walking is correct.
因为在这边呢，有神的一个记号，说你继续的照着这个记号往前走。
Because there is a signpost from the Lord and says you can press on.
但反过来说，如果我们没有照着神的原则做我们的指路碑，
If we don't use the principle of the Lord to as our signpost,
我们走一走都其实都没有碰到那个指路碑，
If we never meet the signpost,
恐怕我们已经走错路了。
Maybe we have already gone astray.
一个人走错路，那就是白费时间，白费功夫。
If someone goes astray, everything is in vain.
我原本有个计划想要交通摩西他是怎么认识神的，他是怎么行走神的道路。
I had a plan to share how Moses walked on the way of the Lord.
对，不过这个礼拜，当我在寻求的时候
，But this week while I was seeking,
神把一个那个圣诞节放在我的心里面。
God put the Christmas in my heart.
你们可能会问说，伟修今天是2023年1月1日。
So you might ask Benjamin, today is January the 1st.2023.
你为什么要讲圣诞节呢？
Why do we want to share Christmas?
我想我今天主要的目的不是要讲就是说我们这边 并不过圣诞节。
I think my main purpose is not to share that we don't celebrate Christmas here.
但我是用这个例子来帮助我们明白什么是神的道路。
Just use this Christmas as an example to help us to know what is the way of the Lord.
对，为什么我们这边好像就不是好像，为什么我们这边并不过圣诞节
？So why don't we celebrate Christmas？
如果全世界普遍的基督徒都在过圣诞节
，In the Christendom, all the Christians they're celebrating Christmas。
那不过圣诞节是不是一个件很奇怪、很怪异的事情
？So to not celebrate Christmas doesn't mean we are strange。
那会不会我们是一种？讲白一点，就是邪门歪道，好像你们信耶稣的人怎么不过圣诞节，好像很偏出去了。
Are we like those strange people? We as believers, we don't celebrate Christmas.
不过用一个比方来讲哈
，as an example，
如果一个国家整个国家都是无神论
，if the education system of a nation is based on atheism，
对它里面整个情形都是告诉人说没有神。
Everything tells people there is no God.
难道这样子就没有神了吗
？Can this be that there is no God？
当然不是。
Of course not.
对，如果全世界都在庆祝圣诞节
，If the whole world are celebrating Christmas，
难道过圣诞节就一定是对的吗
？So does that mean celebrating Christmas is right？
用另外一个方式讲，可能更好一点。
Maybe it's better to say like this.
过圣诞节是神。要的吗
？It's celebrating Christmas what the Lord wants.
所以这件事情是神所喜悦的吗
？That's something the Lord pleased.
其实我上周在初信组的时候跟弟兄姊妹们交通这件事情。
So last Saturday I shared with the brothers and sisters in the Saturday group.
所以如果听过的话就不好意思，请再听一次。
If you have already heard it, please just listen again.
我记得在一年多前。
About a year ago,
有人信主
somebody believed the Lord.
在那一次的聚会里面呢，我仍然是我是有用圣诞节为什么不过圣诞节做一个例子。
In that meeting, I used not celebrating Christmas as an example.
对，我后来听说，那位那当时我们是在那个线上聚会
，so。That time we are gathering on the Zoom.
所以我后来听说那天当他听我讲不应该过圣诞节的时候。
So afterwards I heard when the brother or sister heard me not sharing not to celebrate Christmas.
对他气得全身发抖。
He was very angry.
因为他说怎么可以不过圣诞节
?How come you don't celebrate Christmas?
OK, 所以我为什么要讲这个呢如果你喜欢过圣诞节。
So why do I share this? If you love celebrating Christmas.
请你不要气得全身发抖。
Don't be offended and be.
我们好好在神面前去寻求认识这件事情。
Let's together seek to know this.
为什么我们不过圣诞节
?Why don't we celebrate Christmas?
第一个我举三个原因。
I'll use three reasons.
第一个原则哈，就是神的道路有一个原则，就一件事情是神的起头，是要神来起头的。
So first, a thing has to be initiated by God.
神是一位起头的神。
God is the God who initiates.
比如说我们这批人呢，是神是我们的好牧，主是我们的好牧人，我们是他手中的羊。
Lord is our good shepherd, and we are the sheep of the Lord.
所以在这个关系里面呢，好牧人是往前带，就带领羊往前行走的。
So the good shepherd leads the sheep to press forward.
也就是说，我们的主呢，他是那位带头、带领的那一位。
So our Lord is the leader, who is the one who is leading us.
然后在旷野当中，其实以色列人的经历也是相同的。
It's the same for the Israelites in the wilderness.
神安排了云柱和火柱呢，在旷野当中引导他们去往该走的路。
The Lord has pillars of cloud and pillars of fire to direct their way.
如果云柱火柱呢不动的话
，If the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire stays.
以色列人就在那边扎营，他们就不动。
The Israelites stayed.
但哪一天，不管是白天，不管是晚上，那个云柱火柱开始动的时候。
So no matter it's day or night, when the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire moves.
然后以色列民们就花很大的功夫把那个营地都拔掉，然后开始往前走。
So Israelites take a lot of energy to move their tents, to move forward.
所以一件事情，我们怎么去认识神的做事的法则呢？
So how do we know the principle and the ways of the Lord?
就这件事情是否是神的起头？
So if this thing is initiated by God.
也就是说，我们可以想想，圣诞节的起头是什么？
Let's think about what's the origin of the Christmas.
那其实我欢迎弟兄姊妹，你们可以上网去 search 去查 origin of the Christmas， 去查那个圣诞节的那个起源。
So brothers and sisters, you can just look up online of the origin of Christmas.
对，可能有几种说法。
There are a few different explanations.
但大致上都是同一个方向。
They're about the same direction.
也就是说，大约在那个公元至少二三百年的那个时候
in the 300 AD
那时候，对，在那时候是罗马帝国的统治，对不对？在欧洲的时候
that's the Roman Empire.
对，所以十二月份呢，根据罗马的这个文化呢，他们有两个很大的节期。
So in Roman culture, in December there are two festivals.
对，第一个节期呢是庆祝那个 agriculture， 就是那个农业方面那个神叫做 Saturn。
So the first festival is the agriculture Saturn。
然后到了十二月二十五号那天呢，他们是庆祝太阳神的生日。
So、on December 25th, they celebrate the birth of the Son of God。
所以这个事情，这个罗马的这个文化呢，是圣诞节最开头的那个起源。
So that's the origin of the Christmas. It's based on the Roman culture.
来后来哈，这个后来就是有一个，不管是康斯坦丁啦，或是后来有一个 Justinian， 我不知道 Justinian 另外一个王。
So afterwards, the Emperor Justinian.
对，就是 Justinian 这个王呢，他正式的把这个十二月二十五号呢定为圣诞节。
So the Emperor Justinian officially made December 25th the Christmas.
也就是说，他们在圣经里面找不到哪一天是主耶稣的生日。
So they can't find when is the birthday of the Lord Jesus in the Bible.
所以他们就选了这个十二月二十五号的太阳神的生日作为主耶稣的生日。
So they selected the December 25th.Which is the birthday of the Son of God as the birthday of Jesus Christ.
对，反正都是 Son, S-U-N, 然后 S-O-N, S-U-N 变成 S-O-N.
The spelling is the same, S-U-N into S-O-N.
所以这件事情呢，当我们去查究圣诞节的起源的时候呢，它是这样开始的。
When you search the origin of Christmas, it started like this.
它的开始跟主耶稣是没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with Lord Jesus.
反而它的开始是跟太阳神有关系。
Oppositely, it has a relationship with the Son of God.
所以当我们要认识神的那个法则的时候呢，我们要认识到神是我们的源头。
So when we want to know the ways of the Lord, we need to understand God is our principle and ways.
对，不仅是圣诞节这个事情啊。
Not only for Christmas.
我们在许多的事情上面，我们都希望我们愿意寻求神的旨意。
For many things, we need to seek to know the will of the Lord.
为什么我们要寻求神的旨意呢？
Why do we need to seek the will of God?
因为我们希望这件事情是神开头啊。
Because we desire to know this thing is initiated by God.
对，我们希望这件事情是神所喜悦的，是神所带领的。
We want this to be something the Lord pleases and who leads us.
对，我们找工作，我们向主祷告。
When we're looking for a job, we pray to the Lord.
但如果你只有一个工作，可能大致上就是这个神，就是神预备的，但也不太完全一定。
If you only have one job, maybe or possibly that's the job the Lord gives you.
但是我们希望在我们找工作的时候呢，希望我们知道说这个工作是神给的。
But we want to know while we're searching a job.We need to know this job is given by the Lord.
对，当我们向我们为我们的婚姻祷告的时候
，We pray for our marriage.
我们也愿意这个婚姻 是神起头，是神预备的。
We desire that the marriage was initiated by God.
啊，有时候你在决定你以后的主修。
While you are making a decision on your major,
这些都是很关键的决定。
That's a very key decision.
因为你当你决定主修的时候，你可能要花好多年去修这些课。
While you are deciding which major to take, it will take you a long time to study the major.
那可能也决定，不是可能就也决定以后你进入工作之后很多年以后要做的事情。
It will determine what you are going to do in the future.
所以不管大事小事，我们有一个心愿。我们要学习寻求神的旨意。
No matter it's a big matter or a small matter, we need to have a desire to seek the will of the Lord.
因为当我们明白神的旨意之后，这件事呢，就是神的起头。
Because when we know the will of the Lord, it is initiated by God.
弟兄姊妹，这个原则是一个指路碑。
This principle is the signpost.
也就是说，如果假设啊，有两个基督徒，他们都在决定要去什么地方。
For example, there are two Christians, they're deciding where to go.
对，一个是寻求神的旨意。
One person seeks the will of the Lord.
一个就是觉得他喜欢什么就觉得那边比较好。
The other one just takes whatever they like and they think that's better.
这两个谁是在行走在神的道路上呢？
Who of these two Christians are walking on the path of the Lord?
当然是那一位他在寻求神的旨意，因为那件事情是一个指路碑。
Of course, it's the one who is seeking the will of the Lord because that's the signpost from the Lord.
对，当他照着这个原则去行动的时候
，when he's seeking on this principle，
在表面上看来都是在决定要去什么地方。
Externally, it seems like they're deciding the same thing where to go.
但只有前面那个基督徒呢？他是真正在走神的路。
Only the first Christian who is really walking on the path of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情对我个人来讲，实在觉得太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, personally, this is so important to me.
对，当有的时候一件事情做了决定
，So when we make a decision,
然后过了一段时间，过了几年之后
，After some years,
我在想说，我这个。我随便举例好，就是比如说我找工作是神预备的。
Let's say if my job is initiated by God.
然后过了两三年之后，一直都没有升级。
After 3 and 4 years, I got no promotion in my job.
或是说我在这个环境里面遇到了很多的困难。
Or in the circumstances, I got a lot of difficulties.
然后就开始心中。觉得疑惑，我找这个工作，我路走对了吗
？Then I feel confused whether I was on the path of the Lord.
啊，但是当我们一回想啊，这个工作是神的开头。
But when we look back, it was initiated by God.
啊，心中就安定下来了。
I find peace.
我就说，虽然这是一个困难的环境
，even though it's something difficult，
但是我明明知道这是神把我带到这个里面的。
But I do know that the Lord lead me here.
我就想到啊，神真是这仍然虽然是困难，但是整件事情是你的起头。
Even though it's difficult, but everything is initiated by you.
直到今天，虽然我遇了这些事情，但仍然是你所安排的。
Until now, even there are so many difficulties, it was initiated by you.
所以我能够满心的坚固说，主啊，我愿意。照着你的起头，你的带领，继续的走下去。
So I can firmly believe that, Lord, by your initiation, I'll just press on.
对，没有什么好抱怨的。
There's nothing to complain about.
因为我发现我仍然在走在神的路上。
Because I'm still walking on the path of the Lord.
反而心中能够欢喜快乐。
I can have a joyful heart before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，寻求神的起头是一个是一个认识神道路的一个法则。
So brothers and sisters, it is the principle to seek the initiation of the Lord.
第二个是第二个那个指路碑是神的性情。
The second signpost is nature and the character of God.
刚才我们已经提到说这个圣诞节呢是跟那种拜偶像有关系的。
So we mentioned celebrating Christmas, it's about worshiping idols.
神的性情他怎么去感受这件事情呢？
How does the Lord feel about worshiping idols?
Yeah. 在神那边呢，他 它跟偶像是不相干的。
From God's perspective, it has nothing to do with idols.
甚至神是恨恶这些偶像的。
God hates idols.
也就是说，如果这件事情跟偶像有关系，那一定是不符合神的性情的。
If this matter has something with worshipping the idols, it doesn't fit the character of the Lord.
对，只要是不符合神的性情，这边就没有指路碑。
Anything that is doesn't fit the character of the Lord, there is no signpost.
那另外一个原因哈，是神是真实，不是虚谎。
The other reason is that the Lord is truth. There is no lie in truth.
因为12月25号那天呢，根本就不是主耶稣的生日。
Because December 25th is not the birthday of the Lord.
我们在跟全世界宣告说啊，今天12月25号，我们就假设他是神 是主耶稣的生日了。
When we're proclaiming that to the whole world, let's just say December 25th is the birthday of the Lord.
对，不知道的人反正哦，那天啊，主耶稣生日。
And people just will take it and ask the birthday of the Lord.
不，这个是一个假的事实，这不是事实。
It is not truth.
神的性情是真实的，他不喜欢虚谎。
The nature of God, He likes truth. He doesn't like lies.
其实，撒旦才是谎言之人的父。
Satan is the father of all lies.
对，所有的那些虚谎的东西，都是其实都最后都是归到撒旦的下面的。
All lies belong to Satan.
如果就算神如果要我们庆祝圣诞节。
If the Lord wants us to celebrate Christmas,
对，他也一定要把主耶稣的生日来告诉我们的。
And He will let us know the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ.
对，他不要用一个虚假的一个情形呢，好像去跟他连上任何的关系。
He won't give us a false birthday.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的作为呢，神的路呢，一定跟他的性情是有关系的。
So the ways of the Lord has to be connected with the nature of God.
我们这边举我们念两处圣经啊。
Let's read two scriptures.
对，彼得后书第一章第四节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
彼得后书第一章第四节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promise, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
所以他把一个非常宝贵的应许给了神的儿女。
So he gave us the precious promise to the sons of the Lord.
对，这应许里面有脱离世上的败坏。
We can escape the corruption from the world.
然后积极方面是跟神的性情是有份的。
On the positive side, we can be the partakers of the divine nature.
也可以说神要把他的神的性情已经是非常的美好。
It is wonderful about God's nature.
他有一个目的呢，要把他的性情制作在我们这批微小的人。
And he has a promise, he will build this nature of God in us.
我们在念提摩太后书第二章十三节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 13.
对，提摩太后书二章十三节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse
我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
If we're faithless,He remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
对，我们会软弱。
We can be weak.
对，我们会失败。
We can fail.
对，我想神是知道的。
The Lord knows.
但是对于神来讲呢，他绝对不能够违背自己的性情，违背他的原则的。
But for God, He cannot deny His nature and His principle.
我举个例子哈，我们信主。
I use an example when we believe the Lord.
然后神成就了一个救赎的一个大功，在为着人而预备的。
The Lord finished the great salvation.
他为什么要，主耶稣为什么要钉十字架？
Why did the Lord Jesus Christ be crucified on the cross?
神要救我们，为什么不能够跳过这个一个痛苦的一个过程呢？
Why can't God save us that he don't have to go through the tribulation.
对，这个原因是，我想弟兄姊妹应该知道，这个原因是我们都是一批有罪的人。
Because we are sinners.
有罪的人，根据神的性情，根据他公义的性情，必须要受那个罪的刑罚。
According to the righteous nature of God, as sinners, we have to get the punishment.
或是更好，就是要受有罪的审判。
We need to be condemned.
对，然后接受罪的后果。
To have the consequence of the sin.
对，所以这个是神的一个性情，是神是公义的性情。
This is the nature of God. God is righteous.
所以他做事情的时候，他不能够跳过这个性情。
He cannot just pass by his righteousness.
他宁愿付上最大的代价。也要符合这个信心。
He has to pay the greatest price
来满足他这个公义的信公义的要求。
To fulfill this righteous requirement.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在配合神要往前行走的时候呢，我们一定要知道说神的性情是不能够违背的。
So brothers and sisters, when we are cooperating with the Lord to press on, we cannot deny the nature of God.
所以神也要在我们身上建立那个神美好的性情。
God established this precious nature in us.
我前一阵子才跟我孩子们交通一个事情。
A fellowship with my children.
对，我是讲到那个要注意良心，就注意我们的良心的里面的功能。
We need to pay attention to our conscience.
所以我只是举我的我初信主之后的一些例子。
I just use some examples of the time when I first believed in the Lord.
就是说我信主之后。
After I believed in the Lord.
我就学习尽量不要故意讲谎话。
I learned to not to speak lies.
对，我不敢说我没有讲谎话。
I can't say I never spoke lies.
我是说我学习不要尽量不要故意讲谎话。
I try my best not to speak lies on purpose.
我不是说我怎么讲，就当我有这种倾向的时候，里面会静止。
When I have this tendency to speak lies, I'll stop.
对，里面会觉得非常的难受。
I feel very uncomfortable internally.
因为虚谎这件事情呢，是违背了神的性情。
Because lies denies the nature of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看见说这个事情是符合神的性情的时候，这是一个指路碑。
So brothers and sisters, when we see something, it's the same as God's nature, it's the signpost.
对，神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
对，当他与世界有一个分别。
It has the separation from the world.
对，如果我们在一个事情上面跟这个世界结合的非常的紧密。
If we're so closely connected to the world.
对，那个就你看不见那个指路碑。
Then you cannot see the sign.
对，神是爱。
God is love.
对，神是公义。
God is righteousness.
神是恩典。
God is grace.
所以这些我们愿意学习说，看见神的性情，成为我们的引导。
We need to seek to know the nature of God and see the signpost.
然后第三个点。
Third.
有一个指路碑是神所看重的事情呢，就是一个记号。
It's something that the Lord focused. It is the signpost.
神为什么要给我们圣经？
Why does God give us Bible?
当中的，但它有很多的目的。当中的一个目的呢，就是要把神的原则启示给我们。
One of the purposes is that the Lord wants to reveal His will to us.
我们过去，我们整个人生呢，有我们自己的原则。
We had our own principles.
对，我们可能照着我们父母亲的教导
，under the guidance of our parents，
可能是学校的教导
，maybe the teachings in the school，
或是我们受同学朋友的影响
，maybe we got affected by our friends。
然后在我们自己的身上呢，就建立了很多的做事的方式和原则。
So we have a lot of different methods in us.
但是神现在给我们一个圣经。
But now the Lord gave us a Bible.
他要把神所觉得那个对的正的事情那个原则呢向我们启示。
He revealed to us something the Lord thinks is correct.
然后我们就发现很多 很多神的原则跟我们原本的原则是不一样的。
Then we discover that the principles of God is different from our principles.
然后一个柔软的人呢，就愿意开始接受神的原则，放下自己的方法。
For someone who is meek and soft, he's able to accept the principles of God and deny my own principles.
所以在圣经里面呢，神把他所看为重要的，他所关切的，他所喜悦的，向我们启示出来。
So the Lord reveals whatever is important, whatever the Lord focuses to us.
如果是一些他觉得不重要的，
if something that is not important to the Lord,
他不在意，他不 care 的，
the God doesn't care.
那 他就不想花篇幅在圣经上面浪费我们的时间。
So God won't waste the time to record it in the Bible.
对，主的出生好，在圣经里面记载在两个地方。
The birthday of the Lord is recorded in two places.
对，就是他的 birth， 对，一个是在马太福音的第一跟第二章。
One is the Matthew chapter 1, chapter 2.
一个是在路加福音的第一章。
The other is in Luke chapter 1.
我又好好把它看了一下。
I looked through them.
我觉得哈，那个主的重点，
The Lord's focus，
他在马太福音里面好像讲的是约瑟的顺服。
In the Matthew it focuses on the obedience of Joseph，
然后在路加福音那边他注重的好像是玛利亚的顺服。
In Luke it focuses on the obedience of Mary，
当然里面有一些其他的内容讲到说主的出生是应验了旧约的预言。
Even talks about the birth of the Lord, which is it's something prophesied in the Old Testament.
所以他表明说神在过往应许要有一位救主呢是应验了。
So it says something the Savior, which is the Messiah, which is prophesied in the Old Testament.
在圣经里面哈，完全他有提过主的诞生，这是因为一些事情的描述。
In Old Testament, it mentions the birth of the Lord.
但是在圣经里面完全没有提过要庆祝主耶稣的生日。
But in the Bible, it never mentions we need to celebrate the birthday of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，连一个字都没有。
Not even one letter.
然后我们也发现说，在教会初期的这些聚会生活里面，完全跟主耶稣的生日没有任何关系的。
And we also discovered that in the early church, their gathering life, it has nothing to do with celebrating the birthday of the Lord.
对，我个人觉得，如果教会初期要选个节日庆祝的话，应该选五旬节。
Personally, if for the early churches, they're going to pick a festival to celebrate, maybe it should be the Pentecost.
对，因为那天是那个教会诞生的日子。
Because that's the day when the church was born.
然后一传福音，三千人信主。
When we preach the gospel, 3,000 people got saved.
也没有庆祝这个。
They didn't celebrate that.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们好好去看圣经。
When we carefully read the Bible,
然后我们发现完全没有这个庆祝主生日的这件事情。
And we found there is nothing speaks of the celebration of the birthday of the Lord.
然后根据早期的一些记载，
according to the early recordings,
对，最早的时候，这个教会里面是反对庆祝耶稣的生日的。
In the early churches, they were against celebrating the birthday of the Lord.
那不管如何哈，这个圣经里面到底看重什么呢？
So no matter what is the focus in the Bible?
对，圣经里面看重我们要纪念主的死。
The Bible focuses on we need to remember the death of the Lord.
他没有叫我们纪念主的生。
Bible doesn't let us to celebrate the birthday of the Lord.
他看重的是我们要纪念主的死和他的复活。
Focus on the Lord's death and His resurrection.
所以有的时候我们那个重点啊，都不知道抓到哪里去。
So sometimes our focus is wrong.
你一直跟我这个 argue， 就辩论这个为要庆祝圣诞节。
So you argue with me to celebrate Christmas.
但是问题是，如果我们不注重薄饼，不注重纪念主的死的话， 那跟我讲圣诞节有什么用呢?
So the problem is if we don't focus on the death of the Lord and the breaking the bread of the Lord, what's the point to celebrate Christmas?
因为这件事情是神看重的嘛, 他要我们擘饼纪念他。
It's something the Lord focused on. He asked us to remember His death.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这个圣经中他强调的原则呢, 其实就是指入杯。
The focus is mentioned in the Bible is the signpost.
在福音书里面, 主耶稣说, 你要背起十字架来跟从主, 他讲了五次。
In the four Gospels, the Lord Jesus mentioned, you need to carry your cross to follow me, and mentions five times.
所以当圣经里面强调这件事情, 主耶稣已经当圣经里面强调这件事情的时候, 这个就重要了。
When the Bible emphasizes something, that is something important.
主耶稣甚至用一个语气已经不能够再强调了。The
Lord used a tone that He cannot overly emphasize.
他说,如果不背着十字架来跟从他的话,就不配做他的门徒。If
you are not to carry the cross to follow Him, you are not even worthy to be a disciple.
他讲得这么清楚,那这是一个圣经上一个明显的原则。It
is so clear that it's the principle in the Bible.
所以如果我们照着这个原则看重，也在那边操练的话， 这是一个指路碑。
If we value this principle and practice this,
你发现你这个基督徒的生活是在走在一个对的路上。
Then we will find we're walking on the right path.
如果弟兄姊妹你们碰到坏老板、坏同事，
If brother and sisters, if you encounter the bad colleagues and boss,
不要跟他们对着打。
Don't just go against them.
因为神有一个原则叫我们服在他的大能的手下。
God has a principle, let us to obey under His authority.
所以如果我们一开始就跟他对着打的话， 你走错路了。
If we started by just going against it, we're on the wrong path.
但如果我们照着圣经的原则说愿意
If we're willing to obey under authority of God,
这件事情我主你给我这个十字架,
Lord, you give me this cross,
让我心中感恩欢喜地背起这个十字架,
let me joyfully in my heart to carry my cross.
你马上就看到指路碑,
then you will see the signpost.
你发现你在这个事情上面你走的路是对的,
you will discover you are on the right path.
我听说有些聚会的年轻人会argue一个事情。
I heard there are young people in other gatherings, they're arguing something.
他说好多聚会这个聚会的时候都要打鼓。
There are so many gatherings, they play the drums in the gathering.
或是那个吉他嘛。
They play guitar.
为什么我们这边没有呢?
Why don't we have this?
这个我想神也没有说一定百分之百不可以。
I think God didn't 100% say it is wrong, it is not acceptable.
那我可能的话，我的话我可能要加个小提琴嘛。If
it's for me, I'll just add a violin.
但是今天神看重的是什么东西？
But what is the focus of the Lord?
神看重的是在聚会里面 有没有他的同在?
God focus if there is His presence here.
神看重的不是有没有打鼓。
God doesn't focus on if we're playing drums here.
神看重的是说在聚会里面弟兄姊妹有没有把心归给主带到主的面前来感谢他的。
God is searching if brothers and sisters bring their hearts to thank the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你去看重神所看重的时候呢，那就是一个指路碑。
When we focus on what God focuses, it is the signpost.
我还听说有的人觉得教会应该要国际化。I
also heard some people say the church need to have people from all nations.
Oh yeah. 就国际化。 其实我在准备的时候我就想到好些年前有一个印度弟兄来这边聚会。
I remember many years ago, one Indian brother gathered with us here.
其实我还蛮想念他的。
I missed him a lot.
虽然他那个印度口音实在太重了，很难沟通。
The Indian accent is very strong, it's hard to communicate.
今天神看重的是什么？
What's the focus of God today?
其实神看重的，他没有叫我们一定要，如果主给我们一个度量，可以有不同的国家的话，我们感谢主。
If God gave us capacity to have people from all nations, we thank the Lord.
但是神看重的是说，你现在在聚会的人呢，要有真正的生命的建造。
But God's focus is that the people who are gathering here, we need to have the real life experience.
我用一个比方可能更容易理解一点。
I'll use an example, it's easier to understand.
假设现在在中国，在我随便举例好像福州有一个教会。
The church is in 福州。
然后你就说啊，我这个福州的教会呢，我们需要有上海人、广东人。
We need to have people from Shanghai, from Guangdong in the church of Fuzhou.
那更好的，东北要很欢迎，那蒙古也要。
The people from Dongbei and from Mongolia, they're welcome.
OK, 所以就好像这个不叫国际化，这也不叫国内化，就是你想要有很多不同的情况，不同的人。
We want to have people of different backgrounds.
这个其实不是神所注重的。
It's not something the Lord's focus.
如果当地真的有不同的人，然后他们信主了，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord if different people believe in the Lord.
但神所看重的是说，你们现在聚会的人有没有在好好追求主
？But Lord is seeing, are you the people here? You're seeking the Lord.
对，你好好追求主，然后主给你一个机会认识那个泰国姊妹。
You seek the Lord, and the Lord gave you an opportunity.To know somebody who is from Thailand.
对，然后信主。
And she believed in the Lord.
对，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
照着我们一点点的度量呢，来服侍弟兄姊妹。
We can serve brothers and sisters.
我记得在20多年前的时候，有一个也不在这边哈，有一个姊妹跟我，她也不是跟我 argue 了。
Some 20 years ago, a sister argued with me.
他说你们觉得不过圣诞节，但是呢，我们如果能够借着圣诞节叫更多人想起耶稣，不是很好吗？
So that sister said, you said don't celebrate Christmas, but what is bad about it if on Christmas we can lead people to know Jesus Christ?
对，这个事情我想了好多年。
I meditated on it for many years.
我当时我真的也不晓得怎么回答她。
I didn't know how to answer her.
但是请记得哈，前面我这个三个原则，我们要看重神到底要不要。
But please remember the three principles I just mentioned.
这边也有一个问题啦。
There's one question here.
就是说你平常都没有在传福音。
So normally you're not spreading the gospel.
那你现在为了支持要过圣诞节，你就挂了一个传福音的牌子。
But now you want to celebrate Christmas and you're preaching the gospel on Christmas.
对，我现在就是喜欢过圣诞节。
I like to celebrate Christmas.
然后过圣诞节可以有一个很好的目的啦，叫大家突然就想起耶稣。
We have a good purpose on Christmas. We remind people of Lord Jesus Christ.
我个人是觉得很难啦。
Personally,I believe it.
你突然想起哦，今天是耶稣的生日，你就信主了吗？我觉得很难。
It's very difficult that suddenly you're reminded of the Lord Jesus Christ and then you believe the Lord.
那神到底看重什么
？What's the focus of God?
神说你平常有没有一个传福音的一个爱人灵魂的心呢
？God is saying, do you normally have a heart to share the gospel and love the souls?
你真的一定要那天就是去传福音吗？你平常不能吗
？Do you have to spread the gospel on Christmas and you are not able to share the gospel on other days?
更久之前有那个万圣节
，and we have the Halloween.
我真的去查了那万圣节是怎么来的
，and I searched what's the origin of Halloween.
然后我就去查说有没有基督徒喜欢过万圣节
，and I searched are there Christians who like to celebrate in Halloween.
还是有的，他有的人是觉得基督徒过万圣节有什么不可以呢
？Some Christians think what's bad about it to celebrate.
对，但对我来我就从圣诞节讲到万圣节，我稍微就是一个例子哈。
It's just an example.
他是什么原因？他用什么理由
？What's the reasoning？
所以当你过万圣节出去拿糖的时候。
When you are celebrating Halloween, when you go out to get the candies,
你可以趁这个机会呢，开始多跟邻居熟悉。
You can take the opportunity to know your neighbors,
然后就可以找机会跟他传福音。
And then you can spread the gospel with them.
我想说，这个传福音这个牌子还是挺大的。这个 OK， 那我在想一个极端的例子，极端 extreme。
Extreme example。
如果你想跟黑社会的人传福音
，If you want to share the gospel with the gangsters，
那我是不是要去加入黑社会为了传福音
？Do I have to participate into the with the gangsters to spread the gospel？
弟兄姊妹，我想我们把这些摆在主的面前。
We place all these before the Lord.
但是我刚刚讲的那个三个原则很重要的。
The three principles I just mentioned are very important.
对，一件事情是神的起头。
One thing is initiated by God.
它要符合神的性情。
It needs to be the same as the Lord's nature.
然后它也是神所看重、所觉得重要的。
It's something the Lord's focus.
另外，我要提一个事情，就是弟兄姊妹。读过圣诞节并不表示你高人一等。
Brothers and sisters, to not celebrate Christmas, it doesn't mean you're superior to others.
好像啊，我这样我知道比较多，所以我不过圣诞节，你们都不懂，所以在那边过圣诞节。
If I have a lot of head knowledge, then I'm not to celebrate Christmas, then I despise other people.
我用另外的例子啊，弟兄姊妹，我们每周在这边擘饼就比别人高人一等吗
？Brothers and sisters, take another example.We are breaking the bread every day, every week here. Are we superior to others?
No. 你当一个人自高自大的时候，那个就不是指鹿杯了。
When someone is arrogant, that is not the signpost.
所以你反而走错路了。
You're walking on the wrong path.
啊，当然有人如果愿意交通，你为什么不过圣诞节？我们用一个温柔敬畏的心去交通。
If someone is willing to share, why you don't celebrate Christmas?
然后啊。不庆祝圣诞节也可以变成传统。
To not celebrating Christmas can also be a tradition.
那变成一种二手的东西。
Become a second-hand tradition.
我岔开一点，弟兄姊妹，那个最近那个通货膨胀很严重。
The inflation is very serious recently.
对，如果我已经过了，就如果你要趁着打折的时候买东西的话，你就去买。
If you want to buy things which is on sale, just go for it.
所以我不会禁止你去买东西。
I will not stop you buying things.
但是今天啊，就是如果我在这边 ，OK， 维修弟兄说不要过圣诞节，好，那不过。
Brother Benjamin said, "Don't celebrate Christmas." No, I don't celebrate Christmas.
然后对我孩子来说啊，因为爸爸不过圣诞节，所以我们也不过圣诞节。
So for my children, my dad doesn't celebrate Christmas, then we don't celebrate.
或是说啊，年长的说圣诞节不好，所以我也不过圣诞节。
Or the elders say to celebrate Christmas is not good, then we don't celebrate Christmas.
等到这个年长的过去了
，while the elders pass，
啊，就开始讲说，哎，其实。这个，我不要用 Andrew， 啊，维修弟兄过去了。
When Brother Benjamin passed，
然后啊，以前维修弟兄在的时候，他说不可以过圣诞节。
When Brother Benjamin was here， he said don't celebrate Christmas。
然后现在这个马弟兄他不在了。
But when Brother Ma is not here，
然后开始有些弟兄姊妹讲说，哎，这个大家都过圣诞节，这个气氛挺好的。
A lot of brothers and sisters say celebrating Christmas is good.
那我们就开始过一过吧。
Let's start it.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做二手。
This is called second hand.
这叫传统。
This is called tradition.
除非你自己开始看见啊，这是神的眼光。
Unless you started to see this is God's perspective.
你自己开始经历到说啊，原来这个不过圣诞节。在我心中是真的清楚知道这个原因的。
You started to experience and you know the real reason not to celebrate Christmas.
所以我们才有可能一代一代持续的走在对的路上。
Only by knowing that we can walk on the right path, generation after generation.
对，的确我们当我们年轻的时候，我们学习有一些顺服跟跟从一些年长弟兄的一些的教导。
Indeed, when we are young, we learn to be obedient.
但是我们不能够只停留在这个地步。
But we can't stop just here.
那这些教导如果是根据圣经的话，我应该进到我们的心里面，成为我们的看见。
So all the teachings which are based on the Bible, it needs to be our own revelation into our hearts.
甚至有可能，擘饼聚会都可以变成一个传统。
Even the breaking the bread meeting can be a tradition.
反正我们在这边聚会呢，就一定要擘饼。
We have to break the bread when we gather here.
那为什么一定要擘饼？不太清楚。
I don't know why do we have to break the bread.
反正以前的这个年长弟兄都在拨饼，他说很重要。
The elder brother said it's important to break the bread.
对，所有的聚会都可能可以调整，但是这个拨饼聚会应该要在。
The breaking of the bread meeting has to be here.
所以久而久之，就是我们反正就是要拨饼。
Then we just develop this mindset. We have to break the bread.
但如果拨饼的时候已经失去了那个对主单纯的心的话，那就是一个传统。
If we lose the simple heart when we're breaking the bread, it is already a tradition.
我后面要开始讲一点摩西的事情了。
I'll start to share something about Moses.
对，圣诞节终于讲完了。
Christmas is over.
对。我们看诗篇二十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇第三节。
Psalm 23, verse 3.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一开始信主的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we first believed in the Lord,
神使我们的灵魂苏醒过来
，God restores our soul.
我们心中感觉啊，我人生的一个，这是我的经历啊，我人生的一个大石头终于放下了。
It's my own experience. My burden is gone.
我虽然不太懂得什么是神的安息，但是我觉得很平安。
Even though I didn't quite understand what's the peace of the Lord, but I find rest.
Yeah. 然后从一信主开始，我们就接受神的引导，开始走一条义路。
From we first believe in the Lord, we started to guide the guidance from God.
我们翻到《使徒行传》第二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章的第二十三跟二十四节
，Acts 20 verse 23 and 24。
对，使徒行传二十章二十三二十四，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说有捆锁与患难等待我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Except that the Holy Spirit testify in every city, saying that chains and the tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们好像，但今天是一年的开头啊。
Brothers and sisters, today is the beginning of a new year.
对，如果主延迟的话，我们的路程也许可以算是一个马拉松吧。
If the Lord delays, our journey is like running on the marathon.
对，我没有跑过马拉松哈。
I've never tried marathon.
但我想象说，如果我去跑马拉松
，I just picture myself running a marathon.
我要知道它的起点，因为我要去那边开始跑啊，知道它起点。
I need to know the starting point.
我应该也会先去看看终点。
I need to know the destination.
啊，我觉得我看到终点那天跑完的时候，这是我的盼望。
When I see the destination, the finishing line, that's my hope.
然后在跑的过程当中呢，我要看很多的指路碑。
While I'm running, I need to see a lot of signposts.
因为那个路程很远嘛。
It's a long journey.
对，我肉眼看不到那个终点在哪里。
I can't see the destination with my naked eye.
但是我要照着这些指路牌呢，在当中往前奔走。
By the signpost, I can run.
所以当我看到那个指路的牌，我就知道啊，我现在跑到第五个 mile， 跑到第十个 mile， 我没有跑错路。
When I see the signpost, I can know I'm on the 5 miles, 10 miles, I'm on the right path.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们一信主的时候呢，我们就开始被带领走一条义路。
So brothers and sisters, when we believe the Lord, we are guided on the path of the righteousness.
然后对保罗来讲
，For brother Paul,
他说，我一生呢，我只想行完主量给我的路程。
He wants to finish the race from the Lord.
有捆锁，有患难
，There are chains. There are chains and tribulation. It doesn't matter.
如果我的命呢，要 摆上的话，我也要行完我在地上的路程。
I'd rather to lose my life and I want to finish my race.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应该要有这样一个心智。
We need to have the same desire.
要认识神的道路。
To know the ways of the Lord.
然后我们要行在对的路上。
To walk on the right path.
我们不想要空跑。
We don't want to run in vain.
我们想要达到终点。
We want to get the destination.
我们要在神的光照里面不要偏行己路。
We don't want to go astray. We need the light from the Lord.
对，我们要常常维持说，我认识这边有神的指路碑。
We need to know the signpost from the Lord.
所以我想不止我了，就是弟兄们也提到几个比较大的一个原则。
Not only myself, some brothers shared some important principles.
Yeah. 所以第一个呢，我们所走的路呢，是一个里面的路，是一个跟随圣灵的路。
So first, our path is the inner path which follows the leading of the Holy Spirit.
然后第二个呢，我们是在学习走一条十字架卑微的路。
So second, we're learning to walk on the path of carrying the cross. It's a way of humility.
然后第三个，我们要走在教会身体合一的路。
Third, we're walking on the path of the church.
不要只注意我自己个人，变成一个个人主义。
Don't be an individualism.
我就举两个例子，摩西的两个例子。
Two examples of Moses.
民数记的第十一章。
Numbers chapter 11.
OK， 民数记的第十一章，第十一到第十五节。
So、Numbers chapter 11 verse 11 to 15。
有点长哈，我们来念一下。民数记十一章的十一到十五节，摩西对耶和华说：“你为何苦待仆人？我为何不在你眼前蒙恩，竟把这管理百姓的重任加在我身上呢？这百姓岂是我怀的胎？”岂是我生下来的呢？你竟对我说，把他们抱在怀里，如养育之父抱吃奶的孩子，直抱到你岂是应许给他们祖宗的地去。我从哪里得肉给这百姓吃呢？他们都向我哭嚎说，你给我们肉吃吧，管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。你这样待我，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你立时将我杀了，不叫我见自己的苦情。
So verse 11, So Moses said to the Lord, Why have you afflicted your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight? And that you have laid the burden of all these people on me. Did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them? That you should say to me, Carry them in your bosom, as a guardian carries a nursing child, to the land which you swore to their fathers. Where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they weep all over me, saying, Give us meat that we may eat.I'm not able to bear all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now. If I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my richness.
第十七节
,verse 17.
我要在那里降临与你说话，也要把降于你身上的灵分赐他们，他们就和你同当这管百姓的重任，免得你独自担当。
Then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit that is upon you and will put the same upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone.
在这个例子里面呢，如果你刚刚仔细读的话，
If you read the scriptures carefully,
你会觉得奇怪，这个摩西这个人好像不太属灵。
The Moses, he's not very spiritual.
就是他在一个，就是那时候百姓已经抱怨太多次了。
The Israelites complained many times.
然后到了这一次的时候，摩西感觉有点承担不了。
Until this time, the Moses cannot carry the burden anymore.
他向神说，哇，这个，我干脆我死了算了吧。
So Moses said to the Lord, just kill me now.
我为什么要选这段圣经哈?
Why did I choose the scripture?
我的目的不是要弟兄姊妹对神无理取闹。
My purpose is not for us to complain to the Lord.
Yeah. 我希望弟兄姊妹能够感觉到摩西这个人向神是非常的敞开的。
I want you to sense that Moses is very open to God.
对他里面有什么感觉哈，有什么苦情。
Whatever he feels burning in his heart.
然后觉得非常的那个沉重难当。
He feels afflicted.
然后他就向主打开说，主啊，我不行了。
He was open to the Lord and tell the Lord, I cannot bear it anymore.
我承受不了了。
I can't carry it anymore.
对。所以当他向主那个打开的时候，他好像照着他的本相来到神的面前。
When Moses opened himself to the Lord, he come before the Lord just as I am.
我是想要用这个图画给弟兄姊妹一个例子。摩西是在走灵里面的路。
Take this example as a picture. Moses was walking on the path of the inner experience.
他在他的里面呢，有跟神有一个非常畅通、敞开的交通。
He had a fellowship with the Lord with no hindrance.
虽然那个时候呢，他是在一个最软弱的状态。
Even though he was weak,
但是他把自己的真实的光景呢，向主坦诚。
He opened his true condition before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我也在想哈，就是，对神是要全部坦诚，我希望弟兄姊妹是这样做的。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be open to God.
那在对弟兄姊妹应该是这样说哈，你不是说把你所有的事情都跟每个人都讲。
But to brothers and sisters, we're not sharing all our secrets to other people.
对对对，有的时候可能是一些比较 personal 的事情，你可能跟一些比较能够信任的弟兄姊妹跟他们有点交通，这是可以的。
Sometimes when we share the secrets with the brothers and sisters, you think they're trustworthy. That's okay.
其实你知道吗？有的时候有人哈，他喜欢讲他的事情。
Sometimes people just like talking their things.
对，就算是福音朋友，或者有的弟兄姊妹，可能他喜欢别人知道他的事情，他讲了很多他的事情。
So gospel friends, even some brothers and sisters, they just like talking about their own experience.
但他其实并不敞开。
But they are not open at all.
他可以告诉你他所有的想法跟事情，其实他并没有真的敞开。
They can tell you everything in their heart, but they are not open at all.
所以敞开对我来讲是说我现在能够接受一些的那个，我昨天是说我接受一些 input, 我能够接受别人向我说的话。
So for me personally, the truly being open is I'm ready to receive the input.
然后我是预备好说能够接受调整的。
I'm ready to be adjusted.
这个对我来讲是一个真正的敞开。
This for me is the true being open.
对，不管是跟神也好，跟人也是如此。
For God and for people, it's the same.
所以摩西这边例子呢，他是像跟神是走在里面，那个灵里面的一个路的。
So for Moses, he was walking in the inner path with God.
但同时之间呢，其实神也让他的那个担子呢，能够被别人分担。
So the same time, the Lord asked other people to carry the burden of Moses.
所以其实他也是在走一个身体的路。
He's also walking on the path of the members.
然后他很，神交托他一个责任，说你要把以色列人当作孩子一样抱在怀里面，好像养育他们。
So God is speaking to Moses, to take all the Israelites in your bosom as a nursing child.
也就是说，神要摩西能够爱慕他的家，爱慕神的百姓。
God wants Moses to love his house and his people.
所以摩西他整个人呢，他在他的服事的这个40年当中呢，他是在神的家全然尽忠。
So for Moses, all the 40 years, he devoted himself to the serving of the house of God.
我最后再举一个例子。
On the last example.
在出埃及记的32章。
Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记的32章的第9跟第10 十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
32, 9跟 10. 耶和华对摩西说，我看这百姓真是应着景象的百姓，你且由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你的后裔成为大国。
Verse 9. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and indeed it is the stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn out against them, and I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation.
我们转到第30到32节。
Verse 30-32.
到了第二天，摩西对百姓说，你们犯了大罪，我如今要上耶和华那里去，或者可以为你们赎罪。摩西回到耶和华那里说，哎，这百姓犯了大罪，为自己做了金像，倘若你肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
Now it came to pass on the next day that Moses said to the people, You have committed a great sin. So now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin. Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, Oh, these people have committed a great sin and have made of themselves a god of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book, which you have written.
这个是在以色列犯了一个大罪，他们造了一个金牛犊之后发生的事情。
So this thing happened after the Israelites built a golden calf.
然后神给摩西一个试验。
So God gave Moses a test.
说啊，这个百姓可以被剪除，我让你的后裔代替他们。
So the Israelites can be blot out. I will make you a nation of people.
但是摩西知道神的法则。
But Moses knew the way of the Lord.
他知道说神起头呢，就是要把整个以色列人雅各家呢带到迦南美地的。
He knew that the Lord initiated, he will let the people of Israelites into the land of Canaan.
然后在这个图画里面，我们看见摩西他把他自己放下。
So in this picture, Moses laid down himself.
他原本说他可以，好，那神啊，那你就把我兴起来吧。
He could just told the Lord, just raise me up.
没有，他为着这些悖逆的百姓，他谦卑的来到神面前为他们祈求。
He came to the Lord humbly and prayed for the stiff-necked Israelites.
对，他没有让他的那个怒气，没有让他的那个 impatience 好像去控制他自己。
He didn't let his impatience to control him.
他仍然来到神的面前，他因着爱神的家的缘故呢。他为他们祷告
Come before the Lord and pray for the Israelites because he loved the house of God.
所以他背起他的十字架来到神的面前
He carried his cross and come before the Lord.
主啊，为着你的旨意的缘故
Lord, for your own purpose.
也为着你的百姓的缘故
For your own people.
我宁愿放下自己
I'm willing to lay down myself.
你可以把我的名字从你的册里面抹去
You can blot out my name from your book.
我宁愿你的旨意能够成就。
I'd rather your will be done.
弟兄姊妹，摩西他不仅认识神的法则。
Brothers and sisters, Moses not only knows the ways of the Lord.
他真的是在走十字架的路啊。
He's someone who's indeed walking on the way of the cross.
他真的是在走那个神的家的路啊。
He's walking on the way of to build the house of God.
他说我不以性命为念。
I don't value my own life.
对，我只想把我的神安排我的路程，我把它走完。
I just want to finish my race.
弟兄姊妹，这也是我的心愿。
Brothers and sisters, this is also my burden and desire.
我们地上来美国这个30年的时间。
I come to the United States for 30 years.
光是美国就好多的震荡。
There are so many shakings in the United States.
全世界也有很多的变化。
There's so many changes in the whole world.
我们看着弟兄姊妹或是同学们家长们来来去去。
We see brothers and sisters and friends come and go.
好像世界都一直在有很多的变动。
There's so many changes in the world.
对，我们不晓得未来一年会发生什么事情啊。
We don't know what's going to happen in the following year.
对，整个国家会发生什么事情呢？
We don't know what's going to happen for this nation.
我个人会发生什么事情呢?
What's going to happen for myself?
我的家,神的家会发生什么事呢?
My own house, the house of God, what's going to happen? We don't know.
其实我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们应该有一个 desire, 有一个心愿。
But we need to have this desire.
我要走在对的路上。
I desire to walk on the right path.
在这个地上还有什么其他事是我的盼望呢？我只想把我的路程行完。
Is there anything else is my hope in the world? I just want to finish my race.
有一天当我们见主的时候
，One day when I face the Lord，
他说，很好，你把我量给你的路程行完了。
The Lord said, "Well done, you finished the race which I gave you."
弟兄姊妹，那个这一切都值得的。
Brothers and sisters, everything is worthy.
所以但愿我们彼此的鼓励
，We encourage.Each other.
我们不仅要认识神的法则神的路
Not only to know the ways of the Lord
我们也真实的在这新的一年里面走在神的路上
We truly walk on the way of the Lord in the new year
对常常注意在我的面前是否有那个指路碑
And pay attention to whether we have the signpost before
对求主保守我们每一个人走在他所定的那个对的义路上
May the Lord keep us all walk on the righteous way.
我们有一点点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们一同的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们的生命气息是你所保守，也是你所救。
Lord, you keep us. Lord, you saved us.
主啊，但愿把我们新的一年的时间，主啊，恭敬的奉献在你的手中。
Lord, we consecrate and commit our new year into your hands.
主啊，不仅求你能够使用。
Not only that, you can use them.
叫我们有真实的改变和成长。
May we have the true change and the true.
主啊，保守我们的脚步，真的走在你的路上。
To help us to walk on your way.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the Jesus name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天聚会就到这里。
Our meeting ends here.